Wasn't long ago, was it, that artificial intelligence was a thing of science fiction, more likely to show up in the Terminator or Star Trek films than basically in our day-to-day lives. AI, for short, is technology that enables a computer to think or act in a more human way, using information from its surroundings. Over the past few months, we've been hearing more and more about AI, and we've seen an explosion in the number of AI tools coming out. One of them is voice cloning. That's where you can create an AI copy of a person's voice. I kid you not. We're going to play you two clips now, and I'd like to know, can you pick out the real Mike Zeller? Glad you had a lovely weekend. It's BBC Radio Cumbria, 18 minutes past six. I'm not necessarily sure you're going to need factor 30 today. 15 degrees is going to be the high. Breezy, sunny spells, maybe a scattered shower as well. Glad you had a lovely weekend. It's BBC Radio Cumbria, 18 minutes past six. I'm not necessarily sure you're going to need factor 30 today. 15 degrees is going to be the high. Breezy, sunny spells, maybe a scattered shower as well. Honestly, it's freaky, isn't it? That's not nice. That's weird. Oh, dear. Do you think you could tell? I hope you could tell the difference. The first one was the real me. The second one, not a bad impression. What is AI, though? I mean, artificial intelligence, what is it? Here's BBC Radio Cumbria's Duncan Hodgson.
Using a computer to create an AI voice can be really useful for all sorts of purposes. Things like automatic announcements on public transport, or using an author's voice to record an audiobook. And it isn't particularly hard to do. All I needed to create AI Mike Zeller was a 30-minute recording of his voice, and a free trial of some online voice cloning software. After I uploaded the recording, it took around half an hour to process. Then I could start entering text and making the voice we all know so well say anything I liked. And some people out there are using the technology for a sinister purpose: voice cloning scams. This is where a recording of a friend or family member is taken from online, maybe in an Instagram or Facebook video, and used to make an AI voice. After that, you might receive a plea for help. They've lost their debit card and they need you to transfer some money. But how can you spot these fakes? Well, if you're concerned, always call the person separately to check what they've said is true, or ask specific questions that only they'd know the answer to help verify their identity. Plus, just being aware that these sort of scams are possible will help you be on the lookout for the signs.
BBC Radio Cumbria's Duncan Hodgson. Joining us now is Fevzi Turkalp, the editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, hello, morning. Now, it's not all bad news with AI, is it? What are some of the ways that people can use it in their everyday lives in a positive manner?
So we're already at the point with these large language models like ChatGPT, which launched last November, where we can start to use them as assistance in our work and day-to-day life. We can, if we're in business, we can use them to increase our productivity. So, for example, Microsoft, who's invested heavily in the company OpenAI, has already built it into its Bing search engine and also into Microsoft Office. So, for example, if you want to write an email, you don't have to write out the full email. You just give it a few short points and it will just pad it out into a well-written email. If you've written an email and you just want it to not just check your spelling, we've been able to do that for a while, but check your grammar or just improve it in some way, and you can say more concise, more formal, more loving, whatever you want to do, it will just change it for you. So it's quite incredible. People have already written books using ChatGPT. It's not at the point where you can completely rely upon it. I'd say, imagine you had an assistant who was very hardworking, but you had to check their work before it went out. It's kind of at that stage at the moment, but hugely useful.
And it's not just text either, is it?
No. So you've got image creation. You've got things like Midjourney and DALL-E, which are... they create images based on your voice prompt. So you tell it in text what you want. So you could say, I want a picture of five chimpanzees playing poker on the moon in the style of Salvador Dali. And it will create just that, and some very good pictures at that. Some of them are very usable. If you say, I've got a new business, I want a logo that's dynamic, have the initials in it, it will give you something. And then you say, okay, I like that, but I want different colors, I want it more liquid and molten. It will just do it based on your description of how you want it and how you want to tweak it. It will do it, and you can see that there are huge benefits. Also some disadvantages. I mean, just in the package earlier, where it was said, well, you know, it can record an audiobook using the author's voice. Well, that's great, except the author now has lost the job of narrating the audiobook. So, you know, there is a downside that it's predicted that hundreds of millions of jobs will be replaced by AI systems.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there's an article in one of the papers today. Actor Tom Hanks says he could star in films long after his death thanks to artificial intelligence. He says that he could appear in AI-generated movies as his 32-year-old self from now till Kingdom Come.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But what does that do for him as an actor? All right, beyond his death, perhaps he's not so worried. But on the other hand, maybe studios don't want to be paying millions of dollars to Hollywood film stars. Maybe they would rather have created ones that are extremely handsome or extremely beautiful, gorgeous voices, never forget their lines, never go on strike, no writer strikes. You know, from a business point of view, you know, as I say, you know, actors and actresses and narrators, all these jobs are up for grabs now.
Now, we've heard about voice cloning, and Duncan was mentioning about voice cloning scams. Are there any other threats? Is there a negative side to AI, almost like a criminality side to AI that we should be concerned about?
Sure. So in addition to, you know, job displacement, which is going to be huge, and it's a challenge for us to work out how, you know, how we're going to live if we're not all in work. But also in terms of fake news, now, we've already had huge problems with fake news, people not knowing what to believe, manipulation of elections, manipulation of referenda across several countries across the world already. That, just imagine that, but on a wholesale scale, much better. So instead of having bot farms with people, you know, sitting there and just producing fake news and going onto Twitter and every other social media platform and spouting rubbish, the machines will be able to do it, and far more convincingly. When it comes to scams, one of the ways in which we've been able to detect scams is because, you know, not always, but often the English has been really bad, or just, you know, the odd mistake. That's not going to be true anymore. These things are going to be beautifully written. In fact, it may be that one of the ways that we can spot it in the future is that if it's too well written, you know, with the vocabulary beyond the average human's vocabulary. So, but the ability just to produce images that aren't real. Someone won a photographic competition, a major photographic competition recently, and then after he won, confessed that actually it wasn't a photograph at all. It was an AI-generated image, which was generated in response to his verbal prompts. So the fact that you can produce images that look of photographic quality means that you can't believe your eyes. The fact that you can do voice cloning means that you know, you could have Barack Obama saying whatever you wanted him to say, or Donald Trump, or whoever else, and it's going to get very hard for people to know what to believe, much harder than it is now.
Okay, Fevzi. Really good to speak to you this morning. A real insight into what the future might hold. And as producer Stephen Bell just busted my ears, this potentially is terrifying. I don't think he's wrong with that. Fevzi Tolkap, thank you, Fevzi. Fevzi is the editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.